super glue adheres better, allegedly.
Oh.
So that's what I did for the ones that kept floating up, is I just took a little rock and stuck it to it.
Little super anchor.
Glue. Yeah.
It's okay. It's like, all right, you'll do that.
Yeah. Because eventually the super glue will dissolve, and then, like, if you do, like, the water changes, it would just, like...
Nice. Okay.
But yeah, that's Aqua's paper's best friend is super glue.
Yeah, I know. Not me. I was just pushing stuff under the gravel. There's a little island of gravel in the middle of the grass. Hopefully you can't see it very well.
And it looks super cool. So hopefully, like, when it grows, that's like my favorite part. It's like when all the, like, when the tent grows in.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
It's so cool.
It's so nice. I hope. So, yeah, I'm getting shrimp today.
So, yeah.
After the tech check.
I'm going to
check out. They have two blue ones. I'm probably just going to get a rainbow net. Like, first it's going to get five blue, so that way I would only ever have blue shrimp. But
you should get the loach. The loach is only like $2.
Oh, yeah.
It's right. So cute. He's the best.
I'm gonna get a snail too.
Yeah, I got a big one.
How much do you think I fit in here?
I if you can find the ramped one snails, like, usually they just give them one fruit because they sexually reproduce. But those I found are the best at breeding algae are the little ones. You want, like, hundreds of little ones because they'll go through these, like, cycles of, like, there'll be literally thousands of them and there'll be nothing for them to eat and only, like, the big ones will survive. And then, like, the algae will grow back.
Shells out?
No, they just, like, fall through. Like, the loach will usually, like, crush them up and eat them and stuff. And they just, like, dissolve because they're literally, like, the size of, like, a grain of sand. But if you have 1,000 of those
right,
all over, the algae gets gone. And then it'll, like, all the algae will, like, grow back. And there'll be, like, one snail. And they'll be, like, fuck yeah, all this algae. And they'll lay, like, a zillion eggs. And then it'll, like, all be clean. And then usually they find, like, a...
Learning about population dynamics.
Yeah.
Find, like, the snowshoe hair links cycle.
Right.
Thing. How much shrimp do you think?
Moderately mobile predator here.
I think you could fit like 6, 7, 8,
okay.
9 of them.
I was gonna get 5.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And then hopefully you have at least one cool one and then she can have babies.
Right.
I only have two right now, so chances are not good.
Why?
Well, I named them Shark Boy and Lava Girl, so hopefully one's a girl and one's a boy.
There you go.
I'll manifest.
And then you'll get more.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Just keep pushing them together.
Yeah.
That they breed.
And then turn into brown babies.
Ugh, I know.
Red and purple, or red and blue.
Might have to
purple,
I might have to commit infanticide if they're all red or brown. Might have to just chop them and then get myself some new color ones.
You mean you could just start giving away the brown shrimp? The undesirables.
Yeah.
Can you cook them and eat them?
Well, they're about the size of a pencil. They're about the size of a pencil.
Yeah, that's all.
Dude, we're not talking like. Maybe there's some sexy dancing shrimp.
The bamboo shrimp are big, but they're also round, but they're striped.
These are,
I would love to get a bamboo shrimp.
Sexy dancing shrimp. They are only salt water, so I hooked it up, and this is a freshwater tank. I literally, the minute I saw them, I Googled it, and was like, can I do it? But I could not.
I really want to get the, I would love to get a puffer fish, because they're in, like, rapid form.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa. He looks like a little anemone.
Yeah, I'm not insane. This is actually the wrong video. Hold on.
I really want you to get the lobster.
Oh, here we go.
The freshwater lobster.
That's what they recommended.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Music.
Look at him. Oh,
boy.
Sexy dancer.
Oh my god.
Ooh, this photography is
next level.
Wow. Oh, it's so good. Saltwater only, unfortunately.
You can get a whole bunch of it. Yeah, you can get a, just get a whole, get a plethora of them.
It's yeah, and I should replace like one level of the shelf with a large freshwater saltwater aquarium.
Yeah.
Laura told me saltwater aquariums are hard to manage because she's doing actual research instead of just buying everything that says shrimp at that point.
So. You can't just buy everything that says saltwater.
Does it say saltwater? Done.
Well, we're like so close to the Pacific Ocean. Those like jugs of like Pacific Ocean water that are at Pico are like $10, and back home in like Wisconsin, they were like 65.
Oh,
yeah, so you I feel like that's kind of super easy. You could fit one of those jokes in there. Just
right.
Change it out every once in a while.
There we go.
Yeah. The shrimps are cool. I like coming home. I just see them.
Where are you? I'll probably have to feed these guys because there's not much.
All of that brown stuff is, and once it starts developing some algae,
yeah.
She goes to